morning, Lynn. Thanks so much for joining us. The Marine Rescue Team here in the Shoalhaven has been serving the community since the 80s, which is just incredible. And the least we can do as a community is support you back, and you need everyone to sign a petition.
That is correct. Our little old pilot house is over 80 years old.
Wow.
And she's only just stuck together with Band-Aids. We need a new radio station out there on the point of Cookhaven Head. And the way we can tell local and state government is with our digital signatures on our petition.
It's a big one because, again, like you mentioned, you are so important for our local community. Like, tell us about what Marine Rescue Shoalhaven does again.
Well, our job is to save lives on the water. So we look after the area between Blackhead, near Jarawa there, and down to almost Point Perpendicular and right up the Shoalhaven River. So it's quite a large area to cover. And, you know, last weekend alone, we did 3 rescues of boats that had broken down.
Wow.
That's just a shout out too for people about to go boating in summer weather.
Mm.
Check your motors.
Yeah, some really important messages there. But we really want to help you get the pilot house in good working condition, because it's really important to make sure that you can keep operating and you can keep growing. And you've got here, you need better layout, more space for growth, a larger radio room. Talk us through what sort of condition the current pilot house is in and what you would like to see it finished as.
Yeah, thanks for that. Look, Rodney the rat that lives up there, he's now moved out. It's getting so hard to live in there. It's a really old building. It can't see the water. We lack space.
Mm.
Our radio room is very antiquated. We need a new system called a Frequenta system, which means we go from little old handheld radios up to doing work on the computer screen. Because what's important is if when people radio into us, we have to get our boats on the water. We have to call for volunteers to come in and crew those boats. We have to let the Marine Area Command know. A lot happens in the radio base. And if there is a mayday or a serious search and rescue, our base is a search and rescue centre.
Mm.
So we would have everyone across all different agencies come in and man person the search and rescue from our base, and it's just not equipped to do that.
Mm.
An important one, and it does need to be upgraded. So how can we help? Where can we go to sign this petition and follow your journey?
Riley, I love your work. We have a digital petition on our website, shoalrescue.com.au, and you'll see on the menu there, petition. Go on there and join the other 210 people as of this morning that have signed it. We need to send a message that the community really is behind us on our quest to get a new radio base.
And
please.
This petition will be sent to the government to show that the local community supports this grant application. So that's why it's really important that we all get behind it and just jump online and pop our name in. It's really not that hard.
No, and thank you to Gavin, your general manager from Power FM. He sent a letter of support in. That's the other critical thing. If local businesses send a letter to us saying they support us getting a new radio base, that lends great support to our quest to tell government how desperate we are to get this radio base.
And look, over at Marine Rescue Shoalhaven, you are looking for more volunteers to help out as well.
We are. We're desperate for radio operators. We even just would love some more people to volunteer at our fundraisers, you know, help us make egg and bacon rolls. We've got, you know, people all around town that are doing multiple jobs as well as volunteering, like Fred the bus driver. But We need more Freds working for us, helping us raise money to put the equipment we need inside this new building when we get it.
So again, where can people go if they want to sign the petition or become a volunteer or just find out more about what you guys do?
It's all on our brand new website, shoalrescue.com.au, or you could just simply Google Marine Rescue Shoalhaven. We're there.
All right, make sure you sign that petition. It's all for a good cause. Lynn Hocking, Watch Officer and PR for Marine Rescue Shoalhaven, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can get some more signatures for you.
Oh, thanks for your support. Appreciate you very much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.